You're listening to SBS News.
What do you think, though, it means for the broader Australian economy, and will it force some economists like yourself to revise down your expectations for economic growth going forward?
I think the answer to that's yes. If the federal government's estimate that the national shutdown was costing $4 billion a week is correct, then since Melbourne represents about 20% of the national economy, that means that the cost will be just under $1 billion a week to Victoria, which for 6 weeks would represent a detraction from economic growth of about 1.3%. points. For the national economy, that would represent about a quarter of a percentage point of annual growth, or perhaps closer to a full percentage point for growth in the September quarter itself. That's probably not enough to mean that economists will start expecting negative growth in the September quarter, as well as the big negative that's likely to be recorded for the June quarter, but it will certainly make a hole in it, and forecasters will need to revise down their estimates for the 2021 financial year and the calendar 2020 year just a bit.
So it does extend the timeline for an economic recovery here in Australia.
It certainly slows it down, and I suspect it will do that not just simply because of the drop in activity and employment in Victoria for the 6 weeks of the shutdown, but also because potentially it will have an adverse impact on confidence in other parts of the country as well, who may well fear, not without justice, that there's a chance something like that could happen in other states. And that in turn will lead people and businesses to think that when restrictions are eased again, it might only be a matter of time before they have to be reimposed. And that would in turn make businesses in particular hesitant about undertaking new investment and hesitant about creating new jobs.